My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I have a question of the day for y'all. I want to get back to a good old mixture of people, politics, and popular culture like we get to take care of here on the show. Question of the day is this. Why do older generations in the West tend to support Israel while the younger people tend to sympathize with the Palestinians? I think it's a very interesting question. I also think it's a very unpopular question because as soon as people hear Israel, they immediately draw their conclusions one way or another. It's like a religious thing at this point. People don't want to discuss the rationality of the topics, and it takes a certain level of tact to discuss complicated issues like this. And I think we have the capacity to keep the conversation respectful. I also think that it's something we need to discuss. Because I've noticed a trend, not just in the media, not just on Instagram, Facebook, etc., but in the dialogue in the streets as well. I've noticed that people who are older, maybe I'd say past the age of maybe 50, they tend to support Israel more than the younger people below the age of 50, who tend to go a little bit more towards Palestine, especially in their 20s, in their 30s. Now, obviously, you're going to find exceptions, but I think it's a very interesting topic. And the reason I think it's interesting is it highlights a couple things. One is generational values. I don't think any of us on this, anybody listening to the show would disagree with that. The media ecosystem's also changed. We've gone from more titans of the legacy media, like CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, etc., to more social media platforms as people turn elsewhere. Outside the legacy media to find sources of information. I also think we need to look at historical context. You know, I don't want to bring up the Holocaust, because as soon as you bring up the Holocaust, people like go, they fall asleep. It's like mentioning the Civil War or World War II. People immediately they immediately tune out. They don't care. They've heard about it so many goddamn times, they don't care anymore. Which I also think highlights the difference, because the older people like to bring it up and the younger people tend to not want to hear it because they've been listening to it forever. I also think we need to highlight the differences in the political climate as well. Now, for those of you who are politically astute, you know that the Muslim world, the radical Muslims have kind of teamed up with the left-wingers in this country. The radical ones, especially, to converge on the middle. And when you look, this is no more highlighted than when you look at the old versus the new, because the newer conflict between Israel and Palestine that was not necessarily started on October 7th, but it's more just another modern iteration of what we've been seeing. It's a different chapter of the same book, let me put it to you that way. And it's not just in America, by the way. When I was in the Balkans over the summer, I went to Bosnia, went through Croatia, went through Dubrovnik. I went through these different places, especially in Bosnia, which is known as the Muslim area of the Balkans. There was a sign that hung over a river, and I posted this on my X. If you haven't gone to my X, you're missing out. I'll take a lot of hot takes over there. If you love hearing the hot takes on the show, you're going to love it even more over on X. That Sheep Get Sheared. Go ahead and check it out if you want to check it out. But I put a picture up of when I was in the Balkans. There was a sign over a river. And it had a list of all the people that had died. It said it didn't start on October 7th. And they talked about the so-called genocide. There is no genocide. That's the big lie of the decade. There is no genocide in Palestine. It's a lie. In case you don't know, don't take the bait so quickly, my friends. Don't act like a guppy in a fish tank, and don't take the bait so fast. Because if you look at how Hamas is framing everything, they're not afraid to show you AI-generated images that are fake. They are not at all worried about lying to you about who's dying and what numbers, and whether it's women, children, or fighting-age men. They don't like to talk about that. They like to conveniently be at places with a camera and pretend like the nasty Jews are out there killing the innocent Palestinians. It couldn't be further from the truth. It couldn't be further from the truth. But the problem is, because people are so quick to be emotional today, they're ignoring facts. They're ignoring that AI-generated art is so popular when it comes to fake news. So popular. Fake news has never been easier. The fake news business has never been booming more than it is right now. I'd say ever since the old days of the storyteller using a fire and colorful dust to create images, that was the last time before now that fake news has never been more popular, in my opinion. But the problem is, people are so busy being emotional that they don't want to look at the facts. They don't want to look at what's actually happening and the complexities of the topic, such as, why are the older people overwhelmingly supporting Israel, and why are the younger ones supporting the Palestinians? Now, it also needs to be said, and I know you don't want to hear it, that the communist-sympathizing progressive left tend to support Palestine, whereas the evangelical Christians, the MAGA people, tend to support Israel, which is good. I think that's fine. Both sides, I understand it. But the problem is, a lot of times we are really overlooking the more complex issues at hand. And I think one of the issues we need to talk about that's not discussed enough is the rules of wartime propaganda. And I've written about this back when I had a Medium account before I got suspended. But here are some rules of wartime propaganda that you need to be aware of. And keep in mind, this is not just for Israel or Palestine or Russia and Ukraine. This is for all. And I'll read them out to you. And you let me know if they sound familiar. Let me know if you've seen these things, whether it be by legacy media, social media, maybe your friends, maybe your family members, maybe your husband, your wife, maybe they brought this up to you. And maybe it didn't sit right with you. Maybe you weren't sure how to respond. But here's what we're going to talk about. And keep in mind, this is analysis according to Arthur Ponsonby. I hope I said that right. So here's what it is. The 10 rules of wartime propaganda. Number one, we don't want war. We're only defending ourselves. Does it sound familiar to you? Number two, the enemy is solely responsible for the war. Attention Zelensky. Attention Ukraine warmongers. Number three, the enemy has the face of the devil. Attention all you anti-Putin shills who don't want to address the reality of the situation. Attention all you pro-Palestine nutcases. Number four, we are defending a noble cause, not our interests. That one strikes a chord. Big time. Examples include freedom, justice, and democracy. Ooh. Oh, you don't say. You know who that sounds like? The thugs in the street. The thugs in the street who want to dispute the reality, and they want to do it on the demise of defending democracy. They want to attack conservatives. They want to attack kids in the street. They want to burn down Tesla dealerships in the name of peace, justice, and love like they did back in the 60s. But this time it's under the guise of democracy. In other words, they want to act like fascists to save democracy. Does that sound familiar to you? Good, because if you're paying attention, it does. Number five, the enemy deliberately commits atrocities. We only make mistakes. Attention all you Ukraine warmongering thugs. Attention Mark Levin. Attention right-wing talk show hosts. Attention all you neocon ventriloquists out there who want the dollars to go to the military-industrial complex. Number six, the enemy uses illegal weapons. Attention all you old Bush has-beens, weapons of mass destruction-ass people. Number seven, we suffer small losses. The enemy suffers heavy losses. Does that sound familiar to you? Now, in Palestine, Israel has actually kind of been reversed. where they're evil, as opposed to in Ukraine, it's the Ukrainians aren't dying, it's only the Russians that are dying, when in fact, that's not the case at all. In fact, an entire generation of Ukrainian men have been destroyed. The breadbasket of Europe has been singed, but we're in for a major famine. Oh yeah, you'll see it not long from now, you mark my words. Number 8. Now, keep in mind, this is a list of 10 wartime propaganda tactics that have been around for a long time. This is not news. This is not recent. This has been going on since the beginning of time. And there's 10 of them, we're at number 8. Number 8. Intellectuals and artists support our cause. Attention all of you celebrity influencers out there. Attention all you bootlicking Taylor Swift fans. Number 9 out of 10. Our cause is sacred. Making compromise is immoral. Really? You don't say. Does that strike a bell with anybody in the audience today? And finally, number 10. The enemy is not human. The enemy is a monster. Dehumanizing the opponent to justify violence. Attention all you Palestinian shills who called Jews Nazis. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you. I know what you're doing. Us intelligent people, we know what you're doing. We know that you're repeating these 10 tactics right in our faces, brazenly, in our faces. We know you're doing it. You're not going to get away with it. You might get away with it with the idiotic nutcases who are emotional. You might get away with them, but you won't get away with us. You might get away with doing it to the drug addicts, the mental head cases, but you won't do it with us. Us, the audience of the Sheep Get Cheered podcast, we are intelligent people. You won't get us on this. We know what you're doing. We know you're lying to us. I don't care if you're on Fox News, MSNBC, or a TikTok influencer who shows her behind. I don't care who you are. If you do not address these 10 tactics, if you fall for them, you are getting what you deserve. Because you're not educating yourself. This is why the old people who've been through the 60s, the Vietnam War, the Cold War, some of them still remnants of the Holocaust, they know these things. They're not always right, by the way. You shouldn't support anybody blindly. Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, Russia, you shouldn't support anybody blindly. Because when you walk blindly, you walk with no sense of direction. As opposed to researching, as opposed to diving into the complexities of the topic. But the problem is, there is no logic when it comes to the overwhelming support of the Palestinians, because they're run by gangsters. They're run by, they drive by in their Lambos and their Bugattis while people ride by on donkeys and in carts in Palestine, in case you didn't know it. They are not run by a good republic or democratically elected government. Arguably, us in America, we're not even run by a democratically elected system. We're run by a bunch of lobbyists in a two-card Monty game called a political system or two-party system. But that's besides the point. Let me know, my friends. What do you think of this list? I'll repeat it in case you don't remember it. I'll repeat it in case you missed it. 1. We are always in the right. 2. The enemy is solely responsible. 3. The enemy's leader is evil in the face of the conflict. 4. We are defending a noble cause, not our own self-interest. 5. The enemy commits atrocities deliberately. 6. Our mistakes are rare and honest. 7. The enemy is using illegal weapons and tactics. 8. Artists and intellectuals support our cause. 9. Our cause is sacred and doubters are traitors. 10. The enemy is a monster and not human. Those are the wartime propaganda tactics that are not new to the game. They are an old story, but one that's been forgotten to the test of time amidst the TikTok and YouTube generation. Now, my friends, you don't need to tell me your age. What you need to tell me is, where do you line up on the issue and what made you go down this route? Because there was a time in this country when journalism was journalism and opinion was opinion. But today, the line is so faded that you can't tell a difference anymore unless you're paying attention. The line has become so gray that you don't know whether people are actually giving you news or they're giving you a party line or something paid for by some lobbyist schmuck moron. You don't know. You have no idea what people actually think. You only know what their corporate bosses and the people who pay for their political ads. That's the only thing you know about. You only know how many side effects the medication has that's advertised on everybody's show around the clock. Big Pharma is out of control with how much they advertise. You ever seen these old advertisements from the early 90s, early 2000s? They were actually creative and not just an ad with some old guy going to play tennis while talking about his AIDS medication. Anybody remember these things? You can't believe, I sometimes can't believe I'm living in this world. Truth be told, I really can't. There was a time when people respected their elders. There was a time when these topics were actually discussed instead of just some hogwash, impossible question thrown up there. And if you don't agree, you're some horrible, evil person who doesn't care about children, doesn't care about oppression. And there was a time when those who were perceived, keyword perceived, to be oppressed were not inherently virtuous. There was a time when that was true, but that's not true anymore. People assume that the perceived oppression of any group makes them inherently more virtuous than either those who are perceived to be oppressors or perceived to be neutral. And the problem is, nobody wants to discuss these topics in depth. They want to give you something that's sugar-coated, that's watered down to keep sponsors. I don't have sponsors. I have you. I don't have corporate bosses. I have you. And you, my friends of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast, you let me know. Am I out of line for bringing up these topics in this manner? Am I going too far? Am I too flamboyant with how I'm talking? Am I too bombastic like Trump with talking about things? Well, you let me know. You, the people, you tell me, you speak. Because this is your show, not just mine. My friends, whether you're young or old, you let me know where you line up on this issue. I'm curious how you arrived at your conclusion. Even if I disagree with you, I will not delete your comments. I won't censor you. If you make an intelligent point, I'm more than happy to listen to it. My friends, you let me know where you line up on the question of the day of why do you think that the older generation overwhelmingly supports Israel as opposed to the younger generation who overwhelmingly supports Palestine. You let me know. Take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.